CME and CFTC clash over who regulates on-chain perpetual futures. A CoinDesk policy report published July 28, 2026, details a growing dispute between CME Group and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission over how on-chain perpetual futures should be regulated in the United States. The disagreement reads as a procedural turf question. Underneath it sits a decision about whether one of crypto's largest trading products can operate legally on American soil or stays pushed offshore and on-chain. Perpetual futures, or PERPs, are derivatives with no expiry date. Traders hold a leveraged position indefinitely, paying or receiving a periodic funding rate that keeps the contract price tethered to spot. The product barely exists in traditional U.S. markets because domestic rules were built around dated expiring contracts. Offshore venues and on-chain protocols captured almost the entire market instead. The gap U.S. rules left open traditional futures in the U.S. settle on fixed dates and clear through regulated exchanges like CME. PERPs break that mold by never settling, which is part of why they became the default instrument on offshore exchanges and decentralized platforms. On-chain, PERPs trade through smart contracts rather than a central clearinghouse, with liquidations and funding handled automatically by code. That design is exactly what makes the regulatory question hard. A perpetual contract that runs on a public blockchain does not slot neatly into the CFTC's existing framework for designated contract markets. When a product does not fit the rulebook, two outcomes are possible: rewrite the rulebook, or leave the product outside it. The CoinDesk report frames the CME-CFTC friction as a fight over which of those paths the U.S. takes. Two institutions, two incentives. CME is the incumbent. It runs the deepest regulated crypto futures market in the U.S., and a domestic PERP market would either be a new revenue line it wants to control or a competitive threat it wants shaped on its terms. The CFTC is the derivatives regulator, and any on-chain PERP offered to U.S. users falls under its jurisdiction the moment it is deemed a swap or a futures contract. Where the two diverge is on structure and pace. A regulator weighing how to permit a novel, code-driven product has to think about liquidation mechanics, custody of margin, and who is accountable when an automated contract misfires. An incumbent exchange has an interest in ensuring that whatever framework emerges runs through infrastructure it already operates. Those incentives do not automatically align, and the report describes that tension as the core of the standoff. This is not happening in isolation. U.S. crypto market structure is being rewritten in real time through the Clarity Act moving through the Senate, which draws jurisdictional lines between the SEC and CFTC. A PERP-specific fight between CME and its own regulator is a preview of the granular disputes that broad legislation still has to resolve. The on-chain venues already have the volume. The reason this matters now is that the market did not wait for Washington. Decentralized PERP protocols already clear enormous volume, and products like Hyperliquid's Hype, which has drawn ETF interest outpacing Bitcoin and Ethereum inflows, show how far the on-chain derivatives economy has moved from traditional venues. Any U.S. framework arrives late to a market that has functioned without it. The parallel to Uniswap's move toward permission pools for regulated assets is worth noting. On-chain infrastructure is increasingly building compliance-ready versions of products that regulators have not yet formally blessed. PERPs could follow the same route, a permissioned, KYC-gated on-chain venue that satisfies U.S. rules while keeping the settlement logic on a blockchain. The stakes for ordinary traders. The immediate market backdrop is soft. As of July 28, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $63,369, down 2.7% on the day, with Ethereum at roughly $1,879, off 4.3%, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sitting at 34, in fear territory. Leverage is where soft markets get dangerous, and PERPs are pure leverage instruments. The U.S. framework that brought PERPs onshore with clear margin and liquidation rules could reduce some of the counterparty risk that comes with trading on unregulated offshore venues, where a platform failure can freeze or wipe user balances with no recourse. For anyone who funds trading through a crypto card or moves between spot and derivatives positions, the regulatory outcome shapes which venues are legally accessible from the U.S. and what protections apply. Perps carry liquidation risk that spot holdings do not, and that risk does not disappear because a contract runs on-chain. The funding rate and forced liquidation mechanics are the same whether a clearinghouse or a smart contract enforces them. Nothing in the report signals a resolution. It documents the disagreement and the competing incentives, not a decision. The outcome will determine whether the largest crypto derivative product finally has a legal home in the U.S. or remains a market Americans reach only offshore.